Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, everybody, to The Psychologists Are In. I'm Maggie Lawson.
And I'm her podcast partner in crime, Timothy Albinson.
And this is the moment we've all been waiting for. It is our very first ever super special fans-only episode. As you know, we randomly selected three of our Psycho Patreon members to join us on an episode, and it was psychonic, to say the least. It's so special. I'm so excited for you all to hear this. Today we get to hear from Sally, Lauren, and Danny, some of the biggest psychos we all know and love, and they get to ask us whatever they please. We're so excited for you all to hear and for more fan episodes to come in the future. So without further ado, the first ever Psych Fan AMA podcast episode. Enjoy. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Maggie.
Tim, it's so good to see your face.
I've missed your face a lot, my friend.
I feel like it's only been a little over a week since we did our last pod, and I feel like it has been a decade since I've seen you. So much has happened. Okay, that's an total exaggeration, but you know what
I
mean.
No, but it feels like it's been weeks.
Yeah.
But here's my theory. Because you've been gallivanting around on the East Coast.
Yes. Gallivanting. I like how you worked gallivanting into the intro.
Dumb. I know how to plug my own shows.
Yeah.
It's available on Hulu, by the way. But because of that distance, you and I weren't able to like text every day, all day, like I normally text you, because I might be a little codependent, maybe.
Same. And it was so funny, Tim, because I think what happened is I got so excited. Okay. So the other night I was at Rockefeller Center and they like the tree lighting was last night. So I missed that, but I just happened to be walking up by there. And I'm like, I just want to go see the tree. I just want to go see the lights and be in the city, blah, blah, blah. So I go there and I walk up and I was like, leaving you a voice. So I was like, Tim, I'm at Rockefeller Center. I'm staring at the tree. It's like, it was like 5-6 o'clock. It had just gotten dark. All the lights were on. There were like snowflakes up on the building. Like they were shining these giant snowflakes projected up onto the building. It was so beautiful, the ice skating rink. And I was standing next to this couple who were like, do you mind if we get a selfie? I was like, no, step right in. And all of this was on the voice note I left you. And then they tested the lights of the tree. I lost my mind because I was like, oh, I kind of got to see the lighting of the Christmas tree, even though I wasn't going to be there anyway. And it was so beautiful. And I'm guessing, and you were like, why? Hey, where are you? Whatever your text was. I'm like, wait, did I not send you that text from Rockefeller Center? And I guess, or the voice note, I guess I didn't, because I got so freaking excited that I saw the tree. That's
because I am so dependent on you. Now, if I don't hear back, like, not almost immediately, but at least if I don't get like a like or heart on a text, I'm like, what's going on? She's not responding.
Also, you know me so well that I have a tendency to like retreat a little bit when I am going through stuff. So I appreciate you always like, hey, are you okay? Just because a lot of times I'm not. And you know that. So, but this was like just the opposite. This was like, I was so good and I so wanted to share this with you. And then it was so cute because the couple who was taking a picture next to me, they got their selfie at the exact time. They like, I mean, this story is probably going to sound like nothing to anybody else, but it just for me, I was like, I get it. Because the couple's like, oh my God. They only lit the thing for a second and they happened to take their picture right at that moment. It was so
cute. That's so cute.
It was very magical.
So did you lose your mind? You lost the voice text.
I lost the voice text. I just got so excited that I for them and for me and for everyone who was staring at the tree at the moment, like we got to have this weird little like tease, and it was,
and you get excited and then I get needy
and then I was like, wait, I never sent the text. Wait, okay, so enough about that. I wanted to say, Tim, are you ready to podcast the shit out of it with, well, first off, are you ready to podcast the shit out of it?
Maggie, I am so ready to podcast the shit out of it. I've even got notes.
Oh my God, I love that you have notes.
I did notes for our very special, you want to say why today's so special?
Today is so special because we're doing our first ever fan episode, which you're going to do many of, but this is our very first one. We have, as part of the Patreon, we are choosing fan psychos from the Patreon to come onto the pod and chit-chat with us for a little bit. We'll go back to the normal rewatching, but this is a standalone kind of fan episode, and we've been wanting to do this for so long. Because love the psychos so much, and it's happening.
We are not us without you psychos listening to our podcast.
Yeah.
Not only watching the show, but listening to the podcast. And now, hey, you know, when I said, now that you said that this is all happening because of Patreon, just dawned on me, what a great Christmas and or Hanukkah / holiday gift for the psycho in your life. A subscription to our Patreon.
Love that you just mentioned that. And it's perfect timing because it's holiday season, guys. It's the holiday season.
Because today's December 1st.
It's official. It is official. I actually got to see some snow on my trip. It snowed in Louisville when I was there. Crazy.
I'm so glad you got to go home and see your family.
Yeah, it was really, really special trip, actually. I surprised my mom. So she had no idea.
That's even more special.
Yeah. She was like at work and I was just like, hey, yeah, I was in Atlanta working and, you know, I think I'm going up to New York. But anyway, I decided to stop in Louisville. Where are you? She's like, what? Anyway, it was very fun.
And you know, and who else did you just, you also surprised John Candy's ghost when you walked into your childhood home?
I did. I always do. I always say, hi, John.
I think, now you know I'm not good with math. That's why I became an actor. I do believe this is our 52nd podcast episode.
Wow, I have absolutely no idea. So I'm just going to go with that and say, happy 52nd episode birthday. Anniversary, Tim.
Happy this half a century worth of podcasts. No, that's totally, never mind.
It's that a year. Work. I think it's a year, but I love that we get to do this all the time. And I love that I get to see your face and we're 52 in and we have 400,000 to go. And Lauren.
Highlight
is
of my week.
Here.
You know that.
Should we let her in?
Let's let her in.
Lauren, thank you for being here. How exciting.
Thanks for having me. Oh my gosh, this is crazy.
It's so crazy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Fantastic. And you are wearing the shit out of that Pepto-Pink, Lauren.
Thank you. I had to podcast the shit out of it, so I had to wear Pepto-Pink, you know?
Yeah, I love it. Ask us anything.
Okay, yeah. Or one of my first questions I wanted to ask was, since this is the rewatch podcast, do you guys rewatch any of the other shows or films that you've done?
No. Tim, do you? I don't think I've rewatched any other episodes of anything yet. Tim, did Lauren just give us an idea for an extension of the Psychologist RN podcast?
I think so. Sorry, Lauren, did you mean other podcasts or other shows that we have done?
The shows that you've done or movies.
I don't rewatch other people. I mean, I don't watch other people's rewatch podcasts. Because why would I? When Mag and I already have the greatest one in the history of all podcasting.
Yeah, seriously, Lauren. Yeah, no, I'm kidding. I was going to make a joke. Like, you listen to other rewatch podcasts?
Yeah. I only listen to like the other one. I only listen to the Boy Meets World one, which I'm hoping they have you on, Maggie.
Oh my gosh, somebody else just brought that up to me. That's so funny.
I don't know. There's so many. I can't keep up with them. I'm currently watching Gilmore Girls, and I know there's a Gilmore Girls one, but like I haven't started that one, and that one's on like season 5 at this point. So I'm like, that's a lot to catch up on.
Now, as far as other shows, though, I do. I mean, I don't watch necessarily my stuff, although every now and then I'll watch I'll pop in a little Gallivant, available on Hulu, everybody. But because it's the holiday time, I will pop in. Not pop in. It's not like I have a video cassette anymore. I'll push the button
to the VCR, Tim.
Of my VCR. No, I will push the button on the DVR and pull up one of Maggie's holiday Hallmark Christmas movies. Because it's that time of year.
Tim, that's so sweet.
I agree.
I can't record them. I mean, I can't erase them.
That's really, really sweet, actually. I haven't rewatched any of those, but thank you.
Let's go over some of the titles again.
I don't remember. Oh, the Christmas ones?
Mm-hmm.
Christmas in Evergreen, I did. It's a Lot Like Christmas was one I did. Christmas Encore was one I did.
Okay, Christmas in Evergreen, you're the Christmas tree lot owner, right?
No, that was a lot like Christmas. That was the one I did last year. A lot like Christmas.
But Christmas in Evergreen just came, I noticed on my DVR list, on my VCR, my cassette, my labeled cassette tape sitting next to my VCR.
I love it. Lauren, you're one of the, I would say, like, there, you have like a sweetness in all of your messages and all of your, like, you are like a bright light. I just wanted to say that. You're so sweet and so positive and so wonderful, and it doesn't go unnoticed. So,
well, that all comes from you guys, from the energy that you guys emit. We give it back.
Well, that's all Maggie.
That's all Maggie. Yeah, right.
That's all the ray of sunshine. I am a grumpy scoundrel most of the time. So,
oh, good God, oh, you are that not. Is a lie.
Another one I wanted to know was, what was some of your favorite things to do between scenes on Psych?
Oh, Tim, I feel like we were, and if we had a long enough break, Tim and I were definitely heading to Starbucks. That always happened.
Or we'd walk over to the JJ Bean.
JJ Bean.
If we were on the lot, then it was, because there was a Starbucks, I mean, there was a JJ Bean, right, like a 10-minute walk from our stages.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like or walking our dogs, because we always had dogs there. We had I feel like we would all kind of zone out a little bit. Like if we were sitting on set in between, we would just goof off. That was the majority of what was happening. We would just sit in our chairs and share stories and music. In the conference room at the SBPD, we had a what we called Mac Station,
which is where we'd definitely be on Mac Station.
Yeah. Where we all set up our computers. And so in between scenes, we'd all just go in there and sort of be on our computers and get our any other work done, or we'd learn lines or whatever. But yeah.
Of course, James would always sit and write because he's that guy. So I'm sitting there reading the New York Times on my computer and shooting the shit with my dear friends and people that I love and my cast and crew. And
yeah, we would. We would just like talk about the news and share music and we were just a fam, so we just loved hanging out together all the time. So yeah.
So you mentioned that James liked to write. That was actually going to lead me to like one of my next questions was, would you guys ever want to be on the opposite side of the camera, like directing or writing or producing or any of that? So.
Yes, I do. I have such respect for writers. I am working on that and hope I have the discipline for it. But I'm actually going to shadow a director soon. So
what?
I want to see how it feels. So to say for sure, I'm not sure, but I definitely want to explore that side. What about you, Tim?
You know, during Psych, I really wanted to direct.
That's right. Yeah.
And then because there were so many people in line, like the creator of the show, understandable, and our lead actor, who is also an executive producer, but it didn't come to fruition. But I did shadow Mel Damske a little bit.
You did. That's right. I remember that.
Once it didn't happen, I kind of let that one go. Because it's really hard, and it's much easier to be an actor and just sleep in your trailer during and take naps.
I think you'd be a great director, Tim.
Thanks, Maggie. And then lately, I tried to, friends of mine and I tried to buy the rights to this novel that we both love. And I was really wanted to get into writing, maybe producing with my friends, John and Kat. Because writing, I mean, as writing, I've never really wanted to. I think like anything in the entertainment industry, you've got to have a burning desire to do it because it's so difficult. And so I never had that really desire to write.
Yeah.
And I'm still like kicking around this one-man show about my stroke for the last, almost 6 years now.
You will make that happen. That story is going to get told.
I've got so many notes on my phone about it. So I've got to get off my butt and
that story is going to get told. No, it'll do in time. That's the thing. These things come at the right time.
Time is definitely everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of want to get into like TV, but right now I'm focused on more wanting to get into the music industry. So
do you play an instrument?
In what capacity?
No.
Or
I
want to
be in like
side?
The business side. Yeah.
Ah.
The part that doesn't require talent.
It takes a lot of talent to be on that side. Believe me, I have very close people, including like family members who have been on. It takes an incredible amount. Like, I know what you're saying, like the musical talent part of it. It's just a different kind of talent, but it doesn't thrive without people like that. So you're, for it. Love that.
Yeah, but the more I binge watch shows, I'm like, TV and film could be interesting too. I don't know. So I wanted to ask a fun question. What would be the theme song of your life if you had one? I don't know if you've ever thought about that.
Ooh.
Mags, you go first.
Oh, man. It's so funny. I went to, the first song that came to mind was Girls Just Want to Have Fun. and then I was like, does that fit? It kind of fits my probably, I have no idea, but that was the song that literally the second you said it popped into my head. But I don't know that it's, if I had time to really think about it, that I would choose that. But if you're, if we're going on an instant vibe, that's what I got. What about you, Tim?
I've got one for you, actually, because I immediately thought of Eye of the Tiger for you.
Oh, yes. Well, oh my God, that is my hype song, first off. Actually, no, that is my hype song. The Rocky IV soundtrack is if anyone knows me, they know that that is my, you know, I was just thinking about one for you, Tim, just because of your swagger and who you are, and it was My Way.
Oh.
Yeah.
I used to sing Crooner stuff. I used to sing a lot of Sinatra back in, out and about. I never did My Way though.
Yeah, but you are doing things your way, and I like it.
I'll take it. I like that. I'm gonna go put that on later and re-listen to a little Frankie.
I like that a lot.
I was thinking my initial reaction was obviously got to plug a Frank Turner song.
Oh yeah. Oh right. For sure.
But my recovery. Shock everybody! I had a stroke, but my stroke recovery song anthem has been. Yeah, I had a stroke. It's been almost. It'll be 6 years in April.
Wait, I don't understand. Was it in the papers?
It was in all the papers.
Oh, did
you
okay.
Have you not been getting the newsletter?
I don't think so. But anyway, good to know. You look great.
Thanks.
Okay.
But there's one particular song that's my recovery anthem, which is called "Next Storm," which is all about just getting through shit. Which is actually when I get my stroke tattoo, which I've been meaning to do for almost 6 years now. But when I do, it's going to be based on that song. Which once I get it done, I will put pictures on the social medias. That was my get on the treadmill and work my ass off and try to learn how to walk again song.
I love that.
Plus, and like, you know, I don't know if you all know this, but the entertainment industry is not necessarily an easy one to get into and be successful in. So you can't just sit and be scared. You got to be bold and go for it. And that song's about being bold and going for it and getting out and not being meek, but just trudging forward.
That is the definition of you, Tim. Just you keep going. You keep going, you keep pushing, and you keep thriving. So I like that. That seems very appropriate.
Thank you.
Way more thoughtful than mine, which is like, yeah, girls just want to have fun.
Phone rings. Middle of the night, my father says, what you got to do with your life?
I could really
do the rubber band thing with the goatee like the man did in the Girls Just Want to Have Fun video. You all know what I'm talking about. The MTV generation knows what I'm talking about here.
Exactly. They'll go watch it, so that's even better. Wait, Lauren, let's get more of your questions before we run out of time, or was that all?
Just the last one I wanted to ask was, is there going to be a live pod tour in 2023 so we can all hug you guys?
We are working on that. We have one. Can we say, Tim?
It's not been announced yet. So the answer is yes. We are trying to figure out some live. I don't know about a whole tour, but at least we've got a live show coming up in, I can say this, the Northern California Bay Area area.
Yeah. And we are.
What?
I know. That's where you are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it'll be in the Bay vicinity and, it'll be very soon actually. And the plan and hope is that this is the first of many.
I love it. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to your directorial debut. Everything.
Both of us, Tim, maybe we should, we should be a directing team. Lauren, you have just given us so many ideas for so many things. Thank you so much.
Thank you all around
for everything. You're wonderful, and we are so grateful. And it was very, very fun talking to you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Okay, bye, Lauren.
Bye.
I'm so excited. I've just discovered Keepster. I feel like I've had so many very fun things that have happened in the group chats on certain chats over the years that I wish I could have saved. Funny exchanges, definitely from family members, definitely friends. And now there's like a way that you can sort of hold on and keep all of these memories. It's such a cool thing. I'm a big photo book fan, okay? But our next partner kind of took it to another level. They combine the best part of photo books with the best part of something that we all do every single day. It's texting. I feel like this is such a great gift for the holidays because I feel like there are so many exchanges that we have that just sort of like we've saved them. But imagine if you could like have a book where you could go and actually look at that, maybe add in some photos at the same time. So you get to have like a photo book to go with it. I also think like it could be a really nice gift for somebody who's like not on a thread, but just to include like sweet things that you've said about them that maybe they didn't hear, like when you talk nicely behind someone's back. To let them know. I don't know. I think this is such a really, really, really good idea. I think you all need to check out Keepster. It is the only way to easily turn your favorite texts and photos into a beautiful keepsake book. From the insane moments in the group chat to the silly moments with your partner, now you can finally keep these memories forever with Keepster. Here's how it works. Download the Keepster app onto your computer, choose your favorite texts, photos, emojis, inside jokes, and more, and then Keepster does the rest. If you want to add some context to your texts and photos or add more pictures, no problem. Keepster's technology makes it super easy to add additional elements to your Keepster books. Keepster makes a perfect customizable gift for the holidays, whether it's for your family, friends, or your significant other, but it doesn't just have to be for the holidays. Keepster is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, special occasions, or just because you know the group chat will love it. That's what I think that's just a funny gift to give anytime. Plus, the books start at just $12.99. So it's so affordable, and it's a way to create this amazing holiday gift. And for those late holiday planners, you can even get a digital copy while you're waiting for the physical books to arrive. I just think it's so easy to use, you guys. I've done it, and I'm now kind of hooked. I think this is such a fun, special, very special thing. This is a truly one-of-a-kind gift that I know my chats, my friend chats, I have two that are funny, my poppets, of course, and I have another friend group called the Tiny Witches. They're going to be getting one too. We live and share so much of our lives on our phones, and now you can save what's special with Keepster. So if you have an iPhone, head to keepster.co/pineapple and put in promo code pineapple for 25% off. That's keepster.co/pineapple and use code pineapple for 25% off. One last time for the people in the back. keepster.co/pineapple for 25% off. Hi, Sally.
Hey, it's Sally.
How are you?
Oh, nervous. Quite excited.
Nervous. Aw.
Is that an accent of Pepto Pink I see on your shirt?
Yes, it's the most Pepto Pink thing I could find. It's stars, pink stars on my black dress.
Oh, I love it.
Well spotted.
Wait, Sally, where is that accent from?
I live in Scotland. I was born in England, so it's an English accent.
Wow. Thank you for doing this. At what time is it your time?
It's 10:30 at night.
Oh my goodness. Yay.
It's been a long day.
Thank you for spending your evening with us.
You're in London or you're in Scotland?
I'm in the Highlands of Scotland.
What a heck of a place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where the O'Haras come from, I think.
Yeah, of course. That is. We are Scottish. That's right. Sally, so you do a lot of the art for us, right? That we've seen a lot of the fan art. It's so out of this world. It's so good.
It was Psych that got me drawing again, actually. I hadn't drawn for a long time and it inspired me to pick up a pen and start again. So I have
really?
To thank you all for that. Really? Yeah, I hadn't drawn for years. So I had a sore wrist and I stopped. But my wrist got better. And then when I started watching Psych, I really, really wanted to draw everybody. And so I gave it a go. And then I saw Candice's amazing pictures that she does.
Oh,
and
Candice.
That inspired me to try digital, which I'd always wanted to do.
So talented. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's thanks to you.
Well, I'm so glad we can inspire you, your artistic endeavors again.
Yeah.
I wanted to say thank you, actually, for supporting everyone's fan art, because it makes a big difference having the fan art Friday and everything, and you know, the rewatch that we can follow along and do the pictures for. It just keeps us going and it gives us new things to do.
That thank you. I love that you share your art. I know it's a very vulnerable kind of thing to do in general. It's very, you know, and you're so talented, and I'm always blown away when I see your work. So I'm so glad you're painting again.
Yeah. To put your art out in the world, that is, whatever art it is, it's a scary, scary thing. So thank you. I echo Maggie.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that. My daughter's an artist, so it's obviously very close to my heart as well. So we want to do everything we can to support artists. And the fact that, you know, that you take the time you put into your artwork, and especially, you know, pictures of us, because ultimately we're vain.
I'm glad you don't mind.
I mean, have you heard the podcast? No. I'm kidding.
Maggie, speaking of which, you look amazing today.
So do you, Tim. So do you, Sally. On it briefly,
yeah. You guys always look amazing.
I love that you have your glasses on as well. We all have our glasses on.
Yeah, so we all went for sort of the clearer versions of glasses.
Yeah.
Or the lighter tones.
Sally, ask away. Ask us anything. Yeah.
Okay. I have my professional notes here, just like you guys.
Love it.
Right. When I became a psycho, I realized what amazing fandom this was, and how generously all of you interact with everybody and keep it going. So I wondered if over the years you've got any particularly memorable moments involving fans, because there must have been so many.
I feel like we're still having them. There was a moment, and unfortunately, I know you weren't there, but you probably heard about it with Candace, and there was a bunch of psychos that got together, and we adopted an elephant for us, Luggage, which is where that comes from. That moment, I know, was really powerful for us. And then I think just overall, for me, our very first Comic-Con, because we had been up in this, like, you know, bubble of Vancouver. We didn't even know if the show, like, we were just doing our thing and you know, not really knowing that the fandom, Twitter was fairly new at the time. Like, there was, like, we just didn't know the fandom that well yet. And I think for us, we were, like, told we were going to be in this giant ballroom at Comic-Con, and we're like, well, that's going to be embarrassing because there's going to be, like, five people there. And
crickets,
you know,
tumbleweeds.
And then when we walked in and saw everyone and then started meeting everyone, it was so touching. And I think because of that, the show, even to us, as much as we love it and we love each other, it became it even took on a new thing for us, because we now had this incredible, dedicated, loyal, loving, wonderful, as you know, like, friends, like, all of you all have become friends, whatever. And so it became like an extended family, and it made the show take on a whole other level of meaning for us too. Tim?
Wow.
I agree with that entirely. I had a really incredible experience in 2009, which is actually right when when we're not doing fan episodes, the season we're doing right now.
Yeah.
And I know this because my hair was buzzed, where I got the opportunity to go to Qatar and visit a military base there called Camp Asalaya, which was the main R&R base for Afghanistan and Iraq at the time. At the time, it was the Central Command for Marine Intelligence. It's like walking on this base, and basically, you show up and you're there to shoot the shit with these soldiers and Marines and airmen and service members, and just hang out and have a drink and just enjoy. It was this incredibly, incredible experience walking around, having a young Marine lieutenant colonel come up to me and go, "Holy shit, it is you." I called my wife, said, "I think I just saw Lassie in the rack." So to hear from these soldiers out fighting truly in the shit, to hear that they all watched Psych and how it really got them through what they were doing was just awe-inspiring to me.
Yeah.
Oh, I can imagine. Oh, that's amazing.
He still talks about that.
I know that, going back to Luggage, I know that Candice told me about that story. And I know that on Sean's shirt, the patch in the third movie, it says Luggage. And that was why. That's right, isn't
it? It was such a beautiful, touching moment. I think we were all really, really moved by. It was at the premiere, at the LA premiere of the first movie. And it just was you know, as the psychos always, you know, it was just, they know how close to our hearts and James's heart too, especially how, yeah. how that much that meant to him. And then to do something like that and the care that was sort of put into it. And then there was like a note that came, like a book that came with it and noted. I mean, it was just, it was a very deeply beautiful moment. Yeah. You guys, it's the holidays. It's a time for eating so much. We're stuffing ourselves. I know that's what I do during the holidays. And there was a lot of cooking in my house growing up. And one of my favorite things to do was make chili. I actually just made some recently for my grandfather's recipe. And I made it with the meat I got in my butcher box. I love ButcherBox. You know, with ButcherBox, you get peace of mind. ButcherBox takes the guesswork out of finding high-quality meat and seafood you can trust. 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or added hormones. The humanely raised part, to find all of those things in your meat, it's very hard. And they just take the guesswork out of all of it. You can just trust what you're getting. I love this so much. And it's so convenient. You can get just what you want delivered right to your doorstep. Exactly what you want. There's free shipping for the continental U.S. There's no surprise fees. Choose from a variety of box plan options, from curated to customized, and change your plan whenever you want. Also, it's this incredible value. You can enjoy a range of high-quality cuts that are hard to come by at the grocery store at an amazing value. It's so true. They have every kind of cut. They make it very easy. The value is great. And exclusive member deals, you can save even more on your favorite cuts. And they have this recipe inspiration, which is so nice, which I actually follow. Guides, tips, and hacks. Some are even personalized, so you can cook up mouth-watering meals. I've already sort of talked about this with my chili. I've mentioned it a few times because it was a tradition in our house, and it's one I'm keeping alive, and it was very fun to do it now with the meat from ButcherBox to feel better about it. The holiday season is made better and tastier with ButcherBox. For a limited time, they are offering our listeners ground beef for life. For life, you guys. And $10 off your first order. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/pineapple and use code pineapple to get $10 off your first box and ground beef for the life of your membership. That is such a good deal. That's butcherbox.com/pineapple and use code pineapple to claim this deal.
I have to ask this question or I get into trouble because we made a vow that whoever got on, if we never did, we would mention the group. I'm in a Zoom group on a Sunday of psychos. So I asked them if they would like a question. And they've been discussing a theory that every movie is about a different character, like Gus and Lassie. And so they wanted to know what you thought about that. And I would love to know if there's anyone or anything you would like to see in one of the future movies, anything at all.
I don't care what it is. I just want to see it. I don't care which character it's about. I just want to see it.
Yeah, same.
Yes.
Every movie is kind of taking on a kind of focus in one character's story. So I am curious to see what the next one will be myself in hopes that we're doing that. And what else would I like to see? I mean, I think it would probably be guest stars, like even more people that we have talked about. Tim, who were we talking about the other day? They were like, we didn't get Emilio Estevez on from The Breakfast Club. So we've talked about that. And I feel like there was just somebody else we mentioned.
I was texting with John Cryer a while ago saying, how did we never get you on our show?
We have to get John on.
Like one of the most iconic 80s actors out there.
I would also love to see Melanie, who's like, you know, one of my besties in real life. Come back.
Moving on, has there ever been a guest star that you're a huge fan of? And if so, what was it like to meet with and work with them?
I mean, Shatner playing my dad was crazy. I think I was a bit starstruck. And that he was playing my father. You know, it's funny because two that stand out to me in a big way are John Cena and Shatner. But it's because they were like playing my family members too. Everyone who came up, we were a bit like starstruck by. I mean, Tim.
For me, I think the most starstruck I was when Val came up to play Dobson. Which, yeah. Unfortunately, you weren't on set.
I wasn't there for that day. It was just.
But he was just so stone cold cool that I was too afraid to talk to him and bother him. So I just kind of shut up and stayed on my side of the set the whole day, which I regret now.
Yeah.
The most absolutely special was John Cena, and it was special because my dad, who's no longer with us, was a massive wrestling fan, and he was living in Seattle at the time. And when I heard Cena was going to be on set that day, I called him. I was like, Dad, if you can, and he was taking care of my mom, who was not well. So I was like, if you can call my sister, if you can call Marisha and have her maybe come over and watch mom for the night and get your butt up to Vancouver, you can come hang out with John Cena. He's like, I don't know. I'm like, Dad, drive 2 hours. You can listen to me. You can hang out with John Cena all day. And so he's like, okay. So I turn around and suddenly there's my dad sitting on set with me. So Dad had this amazing day and Cena was so incredibly gracious to him.
Cena is next level kind. Like, I can't say enough. That's why I think it stands out. I don't know if I was like so starstruck or I just was so moved by how game he was to just jump right in, be so gracious. Like, he is just a wonderful human.
I've heard he's done more of those make-a-wish things than anyone.
Yeah.
I think he's got which I can believe.
Like, some of the most gleeful pictures of my late father are him standing with John Cena on set.
And what was behind
him? He's just got this massive grin on his face.
Wow.
Okay,
I've got one more question if there's a time. It's a random, very, very random, specific one. Because it didn't fit in the little Instagram box when you were in season one. And it's about Earth to the Starbucks, which is one of my favorite episodes and one that I sort of started on. And there's a moment in the bar scene with Lassie and Sean when drunk Lassie almost falls right back off the stool and Sean reaches out and catches him. And I always wanted to know, was that improvised or was that like an exercise you practiced first, or was there like a mat underneath?
Excellent question. I believe that was improvised. We didn't actually rehearse the fall, but just he was there. And I mean, so it was improvised. I mean, I think it might have been scripted. No, it wasn't scripted, but I ended up doing a rehearsal and he was there to catch me. Because, you know, that's a metaphor for James with everybody and everything on this show.
Yeah.
He's here to catch you if you're going to fall.
Yeah.
It was like a trust exercise in reverse, and that's why it stood out. It was amazing.
That's so cute. Sally, this was so fun. And thank you for all of your art, for all of your questions, and for honestly, I mean, we just can't say thank you enough to you guys.
No, thank you, because this is such a lovely thing you're doing.
And thank you for staying up late in Scotland.
Yeah. Thanks for staying up late with us. All right, Sally, we will talk to you soon. And thank you again. And tell is it Facebook group or Zoom group?
No,
or?
It's a Twitter. It's a Zoom group. We meet on a Sunday night. Yeah.
Tell them we say hi and thank you. And
that you represented them very, very,
very well. Very well. Bye, Sally. You guys, it's the holidays. We all give a lot of gifts at the holidays. And I know for me, it has become very important to me over the years to try to find, you know, gifts that have some kind of a tie to nonprofits and charitable organizations. And it always just feels better. It feels like, you know, you're giving, but you're also giving back. It just feels good all around. This season, give gifts that give back with 45% off Thrive Cosmetics holiday sets for a limited time. That is such a good deal, you guys. Thrive Cosmetics makes high-performance beauty and skincare products made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. No parabens, sulfates, phthalates, certified 100% vegan, and cruelty-free. Cos is in the name for a reason. Every purchase supports organizations that help communities thrive. I feel like, for me, it's so important to it's so close to my heart these days, but also their cosmetics, their makeup is beautiful and it's amazing and it's vegan and it's not tested on animals. It's wonderful. First, one of the things I love is the lash liquid lash extensions mascara. It's the first vegan tubing mascara. It is a best-selling product. It has more than 20,000 five-star reviews. That's a lot of five-star reviews, you guys. The proprietary tubing formula dramatically lengthens each lash from root to tip. It mimics the look of lash extensions without damaging glue or expensive salon prices. I'm not good with the glue, you guys. That's why I love this. And I do get asked about it when I wear it. Like, oh, did you get lash extensions? Clean, nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. It can last all day without clumping, smudging, or faking. It's easy to remove. The tubing formula slides right off with warm water and a washcloth. No soap required. And one of my favorite things about it is I have a tendency when I wear mascara, it kind of falls a little. So I get kind of dark under my eyes. It doesn't transfer at all. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The Sheer Strength Hydrating Lip Tint, I also really, really, really love because our lips get so dry, and especially during the wintertime, and this is that time. And so it deeply hydrates the lips with a hint of tint that applies evenly. It lasts for 6 hours. It really does. Glides on smoothly for even color. It's comfortable to wear all day. No mirror needed. Effortless application, which is also very good for me. Lightweight, balmy, and non-sticky formula that hydrates instantly and over time for visibly softer, smoother lips. 6 universally flattering shades that become your own. Love all of this. Since Thrive Cosmetics was founded in 2015, they've given over $100 million in products and cash to their 400-plus giving partners. That's just one of the perks of their Bigger Than Beauty mission, which is so special. Thrive Cosmetics helps fight cancer, domestic abuse, homelessness, and underserved youth. Plus, Thrive Cosmetics named all of their color cosmetics products after people who have inspired the brand. How beautiful, how amazing. I love the Bigger Than Beauty philosophy. I love Thrive Cosmetics. Love, love, love. Plus, it's that time of year. Like, let's give back a little, you know? For every product purchase, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. They have over 300 partners across the country supporting numerous causes. One of the ones I love is Bigger Than Beauty, an amazing organization. Anyway, celebrate the season of giving and try Thrive Cosmetics today. Right now, you can get up to 45% off their best-selling products when you purchase select holiday sets by visiting thrivecosmetics.com/pineapple. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/pineapple to start shopping for their holiday sets.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yay!
Hey, it's Danny G.
Yay!
What a treat. Our first fan episode, and we get Danny G.
I don't know how it happened, but I'm very thankful.
Okay, hang on. I need to shout out that Danny G, for those of you not on the Patreon with the visual podcast, Danny's rocking the Act the Shit Out of It podcast coffee mug and the Psychologister in baseball cap. And in addition to that, my Kane stands.
It's so good.
Yeshua Kane shirt for... which was funded, which was benefited a mental health charity for children in the Ukraine. So, Danny, thank you for rocking that and all the Psychologist podcast merch.
It's an honor to do it because I love you guys. You guys are heroes to me, to the many psychos. I mean, it sounds silly. It's not hero, you know, in a traditional sense. But,
heroes.
But mental health is important too, you know, and these hard times having something you can escape to just sit back, enjoy and love and cherish is important. And you guys provide that to me, to so many psychos. And I think I just echo the way a lot of us feel when I say that. So thank you.
Aww.
And thank you for letting me be on here to share this with you.
We feel the same way, Danny.
Well, Danny, when we pulled your name randomly, I was really excited that you're one of the random winners because you have paid whatever we've given you. You've paid it forward tenfold with how much you support all of us. Every cast member on the show, you support them in their endeavors, and I want you to know how much we all notice it and really appreciate it.
Always,
Well, thank you. The reason why is because I couldn't want it to end. I didn't want it to end because I felt like it escalated as the seasons went on.
When it did.
When you knew it was going to end, it kind of had to keep the love going. So I'm glad I can still at least get a piece of what you offer by watching your other stuff.
I would say this was really synchronistic that you were randomly picked it to be one of our first guests on the...
Synchronistic!
And you know, that really started in season 4. In fact, I've had to choose a season. We're on season 4 now in your podcast. And that's when Terry Goldman, you know, who we miss so dearly. He was so great with the social media for so long. And even in that season, I remember particularly, it's like, you know, he would talk about on the social media, they would talk about Red Dog Squadron and say, go see it. Go see it, go see Extinction. And that's like the first thing I saw that was outside of traditional psych, and he promoted that, and so it kind of started with Terry a little bit there,
and Max, that's the play you and Kurt did, right?
Greedy.
Oh yeah, that was Greedy later. Yeah, but
yeah, Extinction. We did Greedy, but Extinction was for Extinction. James actually starred in with Mike Weston.
That's right.
And Terry was such a supporter. And also, I mean, look, he was one of the first people to actually connect like social media for us and psychos. Like it was all new. It started, you know, when Twitter was starting, like all these things where we were as everyone was, you know, a little bit like, what is this? And like how, and he was so on it and so smart. And it was so important to him to like support, you know, for us to connect with the audience, but then also to have like the support of other things we were doing. I mean, just he's the greatest, responsible.
For those of you who don't know, Terry Goldman was was an exec at USA at the time, who really came was like Danny just said and Mags was saying, was the first to sort of teach all the cast about Twitter, and he was instrumental about connecting us with the psychos. So really, he's one of the main reasons that Psych has the fandom that it does, because he taught us all of how to interact with you. And that's why our first movie was dedicated to him. He passed away a few years ago, very sadly. Terry was an amazing man we all miss very much.
Yep.
So much. Oh, thank you for bringing him up, Danny. I'm glad we paid a little tribute to him.
Hey, speaking of executives, Max, see, that was a segue. We call that in the business a segue.
A segue. Yes.
I have to give a shout out to one of our OG USA execs, Lindsay Sloan.
Oh, love Lindsay.
Who was one of the first people at USA to really embrace our show and come up and visit our set a lot. And
yeah, she did.
Put her stamp on it. So Lindsay just got a massive promotion. She's now, hang on, let me check my professional notes. See, look,
he said that. He's
Lindsay
like, I have a couple of notes.
Lindsay is now the head of scripted television for MGM.
Oh, amazing.
Massive promotion for our dear friend and genius exec, Lindsay Sloan. Exec.
We love her. She's OG.
She's all grown
OG.
Up now.
Yeah. Danny, hit us with your questions.
Okay. Sorry. I got distracted, didn't I?
We can talk all day.
So one thing I'm always impressed with you guys is someone who would have million years imagined going into theater or acting is lines. I can't remember lines for a presentation for Beans, like when I do work. So do you have a talent for that? I mean, what's the process you do for doing that on Psych?
I mean, Psych was, I feel like, written so well. And that's always my, like, if it's written, if there's a flow to the writing, I generally feel like it's easier to memorize.
Gosh darn it, we are on the same page. I was going to say, if it's quality writing, then it's easy to memorize.
Yeah.
It's when it's not good writing, then you just, my brain personally hits walls.
Our writers were so talented, and I feel like we work on this a lot just from doing theater and, you know, whatever, all of us sort of did that growing up or whatever, but we with Psych, I felt like the flow was just always there. I feel like all of us were pretty quick. We had to be. We had such fast days and things, but like I just feel like it always flowed. You could almost look at a scene and we all knew each other so well by a certain point, and the writers knew us, and so they would write to that, and then the scenes would just sort of flow. And after you've done it once or twice or been in rehearsal, it just kind of would happen, even though James would throw us some improvs and curveballs.
But really, I mean, memory is a muscle like anything, so you develop it over time. I used to have a technique where I would write my lines out. I had something where, like, prior to that thing that happened, that was in all the papers, I had kind of a photographic memory, so I could highlight my sides once, mm-hmm. and just the visual of highlighting them stuck them in my head. And then also mm-hmm. I would kind of a trick where if I knew where I was in the space, I could get my lines that way. Mm-hmm. So if I just had to stand in the middle of, stand on a stage and do the lines, it wouldn't necessarily work. But by being in the space, going, okay, I know that on this line I'm over here at my desk, or this line I'm walking over to Maggie's desk. Which, yeah. And then I quickly realized, very sadly, that on the second movie, my first day on set, like, oh, the stroke, that thing that happened, took that skill out of my head.
Yeah,
really.
So suddenly, I found myself on set not being able to memorize lines the way I used to.
Oh, interesting. I thought you did so well.
Well, also because after, so the first day was a little rough, but then the second day,
yeah,
Steve and James came into my hotel room that night and ran the scene with me.
Oh, that's because
love. That's the kind of guys they are.
Because that's love.
Because that's love. So I had I was much more comfortable day two. Also, yeah. Knowing I was going to be on set with all of you, and I knew if I fell, you'd all pick me up. So after that second day, Steve specifically said, whatever you ate for breakfast this morning, eat it again tomorrow.
Aww.
Which basically came down to, like, old-fashioned, learn your lines like a professional does. And now Allison's become a really hardcore taskmaster and running lines with me for everything I do. Like, she starts getting really nervous if I don't have my lines down solid.
It's amazing.
Amazing.
Oh, right. Dana, she also rocking with Pepto Pink there in the
yeah.
You're
yeah,
I don't know. Fuchsia.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Pepto. It's maybe more.
Sure, it is.
I wish it was Pepto.
It's fuchsia, but it's in the family.
Pink. Yeah, not quite Pepto Pink, but I wish it was Pepto Pink.
For the sake of this episode, it's Pepto Pink.
There we go.
Yeah.
So drink up, everybody.
So, like, you were talking about how I do cover other stuff you, or at least talk about on social media, other stuff you work on. Let's talk about those a little bit, and the ones you've done in the past. What stars from those things you've done that you think would be cool to bring over to psych, to the psych world? And, you know, Maggie, you know, you've done Outmatch, Lethal Weapon, Angel from Hell, Tim, you know, Gallivant, This Is Us, Judging Amy, Janet Varney's thing with Fortune Rookie. What?
Danny, can you come on every episode and just read my resume? I really appreciate that.
Yeah, seriously. I'm like, wow, that's a – thanks, Danny. Yes. I mean, we already had Jane Lynch, but I would love to have her back to play Kirsten's sister again. Biggs, I would love to have Jason Biggs on. He would be so fun, and James knows him as well. Jason would
fit right
in,
I feel.
Yeah, Biggs would fit right in. Those two stand out to me the most as, like, perfect psych.
Yeah, well, obviously, Jane Lynch is already a part of it.
Yeah.
Gold.
What about you, Tim?
In front of the camera, I'm going to go with Ricky Gervais, who I worked with on that show, Gallivant, available on Hulu.
That feels very psychotic. Come on. I feel like we need him.
I love
we
it.
We do.
Keep going, Danny. Keep going.
Oh, you want more? Okay. So I dig, you know, Mr. Rodriguez, James Rodriguez. That's no secret. And
as we all did.
And A Million Little Things is kind of wrapping up is the word, you know.
Yeah.
So as we know in the past, in other gigs he does, lots of times it includes directing and creating stuff. And hey, Maggie, you were in Treehouse with his and Tim, ages ago, you did a Red Dog show with, I forget what it's called, but Grand Illusion.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
With Kurt Fuller.
Hey, is that something you would love to be part of? He's also doing, something in Connecticut with Kurt Fuller and Amanda Fettner. Yeah, with puppets.
I will be a part of anything Rodé wants me to be a part of forever and ever. I cannot wait to see what he's going to do next. I feel like we're in for a good run of some Rodriguez.
Yeah, my answer Rodriguez. Would always be yes to James.
Always James yes was like, to James.
Hey, Tim, we're going to do some street theater down on La Brea and Wilshire behind a Starbucks. You want to do it? In an alleyway. I'd be like, yep.
See you there.
So not even street theater, alley theater. We're going to do like some guerrilla theater in an alleyway. You want to do it? I'd be like, yes, sir. If he's involved, knowing his whether he's writing, producing, or directing, I would be there.
Same.
Is the way he directs things like that, is that different or similar to how he does psych? Does he have a different personality when he does that type of work? Just curious.
I feel like James is across the board, because he's an actor and such a devoted, like, passionate. I mean, he loves it so much. Mm-hmm. He brings that to the set of anything, whatever it is, whether it's a horror comedy, a play, and a dark comedy, a dark drama, like whatever it is, there is always this excitement with him that you just, it's so infectious, and he is, because he loves it so much, and he has this way of kind of making you feel like, I know, at least I can speak from my experience on set and on stage, and even the little bit I did in Treehouse or whatever, of kind of making you feel like all those things that you might be afraid of, like exploring. Mm-hmm. Like, can I go there? Can I really do it like that? Can I really? He gives you that confidence, which is like an invaluable thing in a director, writer.
It's just for you all y'all who are watching on the Patreon. He would, I'll try and describe it. He would hunch over and walk around and kind of pick at his lower lip in a very serious, brooding fashion, because he's just trying to get it so damn right.
He thinks a lot, but it's like he'll think and he'll pace and he'll think and he'll pace, and then he'll just drop gold.
Exactly.
And you're like, yeah, oh my God. But there's a way of doing it that he makes you believe in yourself. Like, there, he believes in you so much that you're like, oh, I can do my best. This person believes I can do my best. When you have that kind of confidence instead, like, coming back at you from somebody, like, it's an invaluable thing anyway. So, yeah. To answer your question, we'll follow Rodriguez anywhere.
Like I told you at the beginning, it's great to share this moment with you. It means a lot.
Well, you mean a lot to us. Yeah. And Denny, so, here. Thank you. I'm so happy it was you. I'm so glad we got to see you, and thank you so much. You're like,
oh, you're welcome. And I can't wait to see Tim and Percy Jackson.
I know. So exciting.
I can't wait to see me in that too. It's not coming out for like a year and a half, because there's so much. This thing is gonna knock everybody's socks off.
Yeah.
Psychos are used to that.
Psychos are used to that. You're so
yes,
sweet.
Yes,
I love it.
Remember how long it would take some of those movies to come out? Yeah. So we're used to that. We can wait, and the wait will be worth it.
Thank you for the questions. Thank you for being you.
All right. Thank you.
So we were given the opportunity to create a jingle for the show. And I feel like I kind of hit a foul ball on it last week. But now, since I've had a week to work on it, I've written the jingle. So Maggie, okay, you and I are going to have to record this thing. We have to work out some harmonies. Make it take a breath.
Again, wait, we're doing it now?
No, I'm just going to lay it on you. And then and I will...
re-record it? Oh my God, I'm so excited.
We'll work out some harmonies.
I was like, I need to practice, Tim.
No. Bum, bum, bum. The Psychologists are in with Tim and Maggie, a psych podcast rewatch, available wherever you find your podcasts.
Okay. Classic. I don't even think you need me.
Oh, no. I think I need you for some harmonies.
And I think
that.
Your singing was great. I love it.
Max, I think we're going to have to record we're going to have to record and actually use it as a new theme song for the show.
We'll do it. We will have to do
that. I love
that. It. On that note, I'm going to say, because we can't go out on possibly a higher note because we were all the way up here. Tim, mother, we podcasted the shit out of it with some
psychos.
We really
did. We had a lot. We had a big assist by three amazing people.
Three assists. Yeah, and we did.
We are not us without you. So thank you for being here and listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum. The Psychologist in with Maggie and Tim. A psych podcast rewatch. Find it wherever you get your podcast.
Available wherever you get your podcast. There it is. I think we just did it. That was amazing. It was so fun. We always love connecting with you guys. And this was extra, extra, extra special. As always, thanks again for listening to The Psychologists Are In. Don't forget to follow us on our Instagram at The Psychologists Are In and our Twitter at Psychologist Pod, and check out our Patreon for full videos of the episodes and more at patreon.com/psychologistarein. We will see you guys next week, where we will talk about season 4, episode 5, Sean Gets the Yips.
The This is The Confused Breakfast,
a movie podcast creating a lot of ruckus around the world.
We talk about classic movies the same way that you and your friends talk about them,
with a little bit of film buff knowledge thrown in because we just can't help ourselves.
If movie quotes are part of your daily vocabulary,
if you like to talk about fun fan theories,
if you've always wanted to punch a movie character in the face,
we're here to podcast for you.
From Back to the Future,
Ghostbusters,
The Shining, and so many more.
Check out The Confused Breakfast wherever you listen to podcasts.